Welcome back to the Coaches Show, the recap of our fall sports season for Martin County West. Now talking with the head coach of the Martin County West volleyball team, Kayla Zeems. And Kayla, you guys had probably your most successful season that you've had in a while, going 18-7 and making it to the semifinals.
Yeah, it was overall a great season. Obviously, every athlete, every coach always wants to continue to go as far as, you know, the end game of the state tournament. But that, I mean, what we did and how far we came with the beginning of the year to the end of the year was great improvement, especially for a number of athletes that hadn't played a full game of varsity or a full, you know, multiple sets. So there was just a lot of things that went really well for us.
And you lose three seniors this year, but three important kids on your team, Emily Shetler, Addie Woolleader, and Courtney Anderson. And talk about those three a little bit.
Yeah. So we lose three wonderful, amazing seniors. Ones that I have felt like have been with me for a long time, honestly. You know, Emily as the setter and has set or had some varsity exposure for a while. And Addie and Courtney, they've been in the gym. They know the flow. They have very good leadership skills. All three of them are great leaders and great role models to all the kids in the gym. It would be amazing each day how obvious it was that they were good at leading. They were good at leading. They were good at being positive. They were good at picking people up. They were good at keeping a drill moving, making sure everybody had a role and what their role was during the drill, during the game, during whatever it may be. It's been unique. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen where all three or however many seniors you have in a group have all these wonderful skills behind them. And so that was amazing to be a part of, to get to be a part of their time.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to watch them through the years as well and just see them evolve into those leaders. You kind of knew it when they were younger too, but it just kept growing and growing. All three of them, a very important part of this year's team. But talk about Emily Shetler and trying to fill that hole that she leaves in the setting position next year.
I always say a setter and a libero are the two hardest positions to fill in a squad. And a setter is hard because you run the court. I mean, you're running your hitters, you're running the offense, you have to be quick, you have to play defense, but yet you have to set the second ball in every time. I mean, it is one of the most demanding positions out there in the game of volleyball. And Emily does it so well, so gracefully, you know, like she knew the rules, she knew all the things that were expected of the setter, the expectations, and she did it, and she did well with it, and I mean, it's probably why, you know, she's going to go play the college sport of volleyball, and so, I mean, just such a hard role to fill, just because a setter takes time to learn all those things, and so Emily has done an amazing job, and she had a great mentor to show her through a lot of that stuff as well too. And I noticed like this year in the gym, she would start to mentor others, those types of things. So I'm like hoping that she's already laid that groundwork for us.
And, you know, talking a little bit about next season, you had a lot of talent coming back. And if you can fill some of those holes that got left by the seniors this year, you should be looking pretty good for next year as well.
It's nice when you return majority. And that, you know, that also hasn't happened in a while, where majority of your people on the court return. And so I'm excited to see what that next level of experience brings to them, what that next level of getting an off-season program in their hands and then coming back in the fall. I'm just so excited to have, they're such a great group of kids. They make every day so enjoyable that, you know, it was like a couple days after the season ended and I texted them all and I was like, I miss you all. Like, I haven't seen you in 2 days. And so they become a part of you and you become a part of them. And that's what kind of makes it a great time, honestly.
And you talked a little bit about the off season. What does that look like for the kids in the program?
Yeah, so a lot of them will go on and play like a club or a off season volleyball program. A really nice perk to these kids is we try hard to let them to do both. So while we have a local volleyball program that goes to tournaments that are closer by and, you know, that kind of thing just to give them the reps, and then a lot of them play at a club. And so they get the benefit of getting to play all the time because we can work around each other, that club and our local. And so They just get the amazing opportunity to get to play as much as they want, and they want. They want to play it all the time. And so we try to give them all those opportunities to do that. And I know a lot of them have already started, like, their practices for the off season and everything. So that's just, it's amazing to see how passionate they are about the sport.
So, you know, all these off season opportunities, they give them a different perspective too, maybe playing with different kids on different teams that they normally play against during the season, but also a different coach's perspective too. And so they can bring that all back to MCW.
Yes, I love that, actually, because a lot of times whoever coaches them in their club tournament, I know directly, and so that person has no problem, you know, reaching out or whatever it may be, like, just even to say, hey, things are working really well, or we worked on this. Like, it's just great that they get all those opportunities. At the club level, they can go to bigger tournaments, you know, because they have that club status, and it's great for them all around.
All right, Coach, any final thoughts on looking back on this season?
I'm just so thankful to get to be a part of their ride. They are such a good group of kids, every single one of them. Three seniors who do amazing things on the court and off the court. I couldn't ask for better people to represent us, honestly. They are a wonderful bunch of kids.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks so much for joining us here in our season wrap-up, and we look forward to covering you again next year.
Thank you.
And that was Martin County West head volleyball coach Kayla Zeems. We thank her for joining us here on the wrap-up show here on Extreme Country. We'll be back to hear from Tom Elliott, the football coach at Martin County West. That's coming up next on your wrap-up show here on Extreme Country 105.7, your home for the Mavericks all season long.